Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Recently, there was an article in a paper that I was reading that said that people worship God in meaningful ways outside of church. It was an interesting article. It was talking about people who were saying, you know, I believe in God, but I find it meaningful to worship Him when I go to the seashore, when I look out on the water and I see the sun reflecting on it and I see the vastness of the sea. That's where I find God, and so I worship Him there. And somebody else was saying, well, I find God in a family picnic, and we go to our favorite place and we enjoy each other's presence and eating together and laughing together. That's what's meaningful to me, and that's where I worship God. Well, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. As a matter of fact, I myself, on a day off, love to go to the seashore and walk along and look at the water, and God's presence is there, and His presence is there when we have a family gathering and we enjoy one another's company. But here's the point. Are we only to look for what's meaningful to us? All of these people that were interviewed were saying, well, this is what I find meaningful, and this is the way I want to worship God. Well, that's all well and good, but what about what God wants? Isn't the very meaning of religion that God takes center stage? Religion is meant to bring about a revolution in us, where we put ourselves off to the side, and we look to God and we say, Lord, You be the center of my life. What do You want? Religion means we keep always thinking about what we find meaningful, and we ask, Lord, what's meaningful to You? Is there some way that You want me to worship You? Is there something You want me to do? And as soon as the focus shifts from what we want to do to what God wants us to do, then we're getting to the heart and core of the meaning of religion. When we talk about worshiping God, we need to ask, is there some way that He has set up that He wants us to worship Him? And in fact, there is. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, He says to us, and drink His blood, you have no life in you. My flesh is real food, My blood, real drink. He who eats My flesh and drinks My blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. These are words from the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. Christ is talking to us about the gift of the Eucharist, about His offering His body and His blood to us as spiritual food and drink. Yes, we can find God's presence on the seashore, but we don't get His body and blood when we go there. We can find His presence in a family gathering, but unless we're going to church, unless we're receiving Him in communion at the Mass, then there's something that He wants to give us that we're not receiving. Unless you eat My flesh and drink My blood, you have no life in you. This is why Catholics are required to go to Mass. This is one of the reasons. There are many. But isn't it sad that so many people keep their distance? And one of the reasons they keep their distance from going to church is because they think that since God is everywhere, it must be the same to worship Him in church or out in the park. It's not the same. And the gift of the Eucharist is something that He wants to share with each and every one of us. Now, some people will realize this and will say, well, yes, this is all well and good, but I'm too busy. I have too many places to go, people to see, things to do. I'm working two jobs. I have so many other obligations. I don't find the time to go to Mass. Are you ever too busy to eat? Did you ever hear of somebody who was so busy that they hadn't eaten a meal in 2 weeks? We never hear of such a thing. No matter how busy we are, we know we have to find time to eat. Otherwise, we get sick and die. Unless you eat My flesh and drink My blood, you have no life in you. If we're never too busy to eat to maintain our physical life, why should we be too busy to eat to maintain our spiritual life? The Eucharist is the food of our soul. If we don't eat it, we will get sick and die. The tricky thing is that if we don't eat the Eucharist, we will not feel that spiritual hunger as quickly or as easily as we feel the hunger of our body if we stop eating food. But it is our spiritual food, the gift of the Eucharist. Let's never be too busy to eat it. Brothers and sisters, another thing that some people say is that they feel like hypocrites going to church. They may have been away for a long time, but they feel, well, you know, I do love God, and I do try to be fair and just and honest and hardworking. But you know, when I go to church, I see all these other people, and they're mean, and I know that they talk about each other, and they gossip, and I know that so many of them are dishonest, and I can't go with those hypocrites, and I can't be a hypocrite myself. Well, brothers and sisters, a hypocrite is someone who is doing something and wants to do something else, who is doing something and really doesn't mean it, who says, yes, I will follow you, O Lord, and at the same time is making plans not to follow him. It doesn't mean that we're weak. It doesn't mean that we, while we're trying to follow the Lord, will slip and fall. We all slip and fall. We all fall short of what it is that we say we want to do when we profess our faith in God. Don't confuse being a hypocrite with just being a sinner. We're all sinners. I remember one time when I was young, we were at some sort of a gathering, and it was Sunday afternoon, and we hadn't been to Mass yet, so we decided to go to the last Mass of the day, Sunday afternoon, and as we were getting up to leave, some of the people at this gathering who were not churchgoers said, oh, well, there go the holy ones going to church. And I remember turning to this person and saying, it's not because we're the holy ones that we're going to church. It's because we're sinners. We need the Lord. The church is not the place where the perfect gather. The church is the place where the sinners gather and acknowledge their sins and say, Lord, I have not served you the way you deserve. Please help me for another day. Help me for another week. Give me your forgiveness and give me the grace of the sacrament of your body and blood. A sacrament, brothers and sisters, which unites us with Christ and which has enough grace to make us saints. Let nothing keep us from the gathering of God's people at Mass. Come to me, the Lord says. All you who labor and find life burdensome, come to me, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders. Eat my body, drink my blood, and you have eternal life. Lord, we pray today for all those who feel far away from your church, for all those who have not feasted on the gift of your body and blood. Bring them back, let them know that they are welcome, and help them to discover the treasure that you have to offer us in your holy sacraments. And may they know, O Father, that the doors of the church are always open, no matter how far they have strayed, no matter what sin they have committed. Father, receive them into your loving arms and bless them with the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.